Okay, today we're continuing in the seventh parak of Maseches Pesachim. Today we are learning Parak Zayin, Mishnayis, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis. So the halach is, as we've alluded to many times, that the ikar part of the Karban, the ikar inyan of the Karban Pesach, is the achila of the Karban Pesach. That means every person who's manui ala Karban, who's registered in that Karban Pesach, has to have at least a kezayis of the Karban Pesach. We already alluded to the idea that if it's not going to be much more than a kezayis for each person, so then it's not going to fill you up, then you bring a carbon chagiga along with it. But kala nechel b'shara gadol, anything that can be eaten in a large, fully grown ox, yeachel b'gidi arach, is eaten, is considered to be edible in a carbon pesach, which is a very soft kind of meat, because it's just a little animal. So many parts of a young animal that are soft and edible ultimately become hardened and inedible when the animal gets bigger. So only parts that are edible, if the animal were an adult ox, are considered to be part of the edible meat of a Karban Pesach. Parts that are too hard to eat when it's an ox are not considered to be edible meat, even on a Karban Pesach, even though it's still soft and it actually is edible in Mitzvos. So you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach if you're eating those parts that seem edible, but if it were an ox, would not be edible. V'rashi knafayim v'haschuchim, the cartilage at the ends of the shoulders and the other cartilage are considered to be edible meat in a Karban Pesach, because on an ox, it would also be edible if you just slow cooked it for a long, long, long time, and it would soften up enough. So if you were to sous vide on an ox, it would become soft and edible. So it's considered edible on the Karban Pesach as well. Now there is an iser of breaking a bone of a Karban Pesach. So has shover as etzem b'pesach hatar. If a person breaks a bone on a Torah Karban Pesach, harayz aloka arboim, he gets 40 malkiels because he violated the iser of not breaking a bone in the Karban Pesach. Avala moser b'tahar, if you leave over meat even from a Pesach that's tahar, v'ashover b'tamei, or you break a bone in a Pesach in Karban Pesach that's tamei, ein aloka es arboim, then you don't get malkus, because even though it's aser to leave over meat from a Karban Pesach, if you did so, you just have a chiv to burn the meat, so you don't get malchus, because it's a lav hanitak la'aseh. You violated a lav, but there's a way to fix that lav to correct that lav by burning that which is left over. A lav hanitak la'aseh, you don't get malchus for. The issue of breaking a bone on a Karban Pesach is something that you normally would get malchus for, but that only applies to a Karban Pesach that's tahar. So if you break a bone on a Karban Pesach that's tameh, you're not going to get malchus. Mishnah Yud Beis tells us that Eivor Shia. So this is a little bit of background. We learned earlier in the Mishnah test that if part of the Karban Pesach was taken outside of Yerushalayim in Erev Pesach, it becomes pasul and you have to burn it. If only part of a limb of the Karban Pesach was taken out, the part that was taken out becomes pasul and has to be burnt, and the rest of that limb is still kosher. However, the part that was pasul, you can't just chop it off and remove it, because you're not allowed to break a bone of a Karban Pesach. So what do? So Eivor Shia Atzem Ketzaso, if part of a limb of a Karban left Yerushalayim, chotechat shemegei le'atzim, you cut into the meat, the circumference around the bone. You don't chop through the bone, you don't take a cleaver and chop the bone, you just cut around the meat until you reach the level of bone, v'kolechat shemegei le'perek, v'chotech, and then you peel the meat that's still kosher off the bone until you get to the joint where the bone connects to the next bone, and then you cut through the joint to separate the bones, and that way you're not in violation of breaking the bones. So the meat that was not taken outside, which you peeled off the bone, you can eat, and the meat that was taken outside of Yerushalayim, you have to burn, you're not allowed to eat. This is different than other karbanos, where the meat that was taken out of the area where they can be eaten have a different halacha. But mekdashin kotzitz bekofitz. If you have other karbanos where a limb partially left the area where it was allowed to be eaten, just take a cleaver and chop it right there. Shein bo mishum shuras etzim, because there's no iser of shuras etzim by other karbanos, or breaking bones of other karbanos. So how do you define what's the borderline of inside Yerushalayim, outside of Yerushalayim? So min ha'agaf lefnim kelefnim, inside of the doorway of the city gates is considered inside Yerushalayim. Min ha'agaf lechutz kelechutz, outside of the doorway is considered outside Yerushalayim. Hachalonos v'viachoma kelefnim, and the windows and the thickness of the walls are considered to be inside. So once you're in the thickness of the walls, you're already considered to be inside of Yerushalayim. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Yiralef, we learned that the parts of the Karban Pesach that you could be yotze your mitzvah sachila with are those parts that would be edible whole, even if it were a shor hagadol, including the shoulder blades. If someone breaks a bone of a Korban Pesach, that's tahar, he gets malchus. If someone, however, violates nosar of a Korban Pesach, he does not get malchus because it's a lavanita class A. And if you break a bone of a Korban Pesach, it's tame, you don't get malchus because the Isser of Shiras Etzem only applies to a valid Korban Pesach. And Mishnah Yud Beis told us that if part of a limb of a Korban Pesach left Yerushalayim, you can't just chop it off there because then you're going to be breaking the bone. So you have to cut the meat around the bone. That meat which left is burnt. That meat which did not leave Yerushalayim, it can be eaten. And then you peel the meat toward the joint and you chop it at the joint so that you're not cutting any bones. When it comes to other korbanos, just chop it right at the point where it left Yerushalayim. What's considered inside and outside of Yerushalayim? So inside the doorway is inside Yerushalayim, outside the doorway is outside Yerushalayim, and the thickness of the walls of Yerushalayim are considered to be inside Yerushalayim. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yud Gimel, as well as Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph.